1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not unto the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before unbelievers? Now therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. I'll throw this next, let's just hold there for a second. Let's hold there and look back. Very simple passage. The idea is, he's saying, how could you go to law against your brother? Take your brother to court. Any of you dare to do that? And they did. He knew about it. And in front of the unjust, the unjust judge, so to speak, secular powers, you take your brother to court. And what he's saying is, without going into the details yet, what he's saying, you should have someone in your church capable of judging the matter. And then he says in a facetious way, this is sarcasm in the Bible. Someone says, I don't see Jesus ever being sarcastic, because I suggested in one passage, I'm like, well, I think he's being sarcastic. And then they said, well, I never see that. I'm like, well, I do. And I also see it in the apostles. This is definitely sarcasm. He even said, when he says, if you have judgments pertaining things to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. Set the person with the mental, handicaps as your judge. That's better. What he's saying is at least they would be someone who would be a brother, judging these things according to the Spirit of God, as opposed to going to the worldly. And his point about it, well, I guess I'm kind of going at this in a scattered sort of way. Let's look at this piece by piece. You ought to go to law if you have a matter between brother and brother. In the body of Christ, you go to the body of Christ. That's what you seek. You don't go to court. Of course, like I said, now we have a country where 75% of the people call themselves Christians. Paul had you know, I'm not going to say he never dreamed, but, you know what I mean? He did not experience what we experience on a day, you know, from day to day and throughout our life. The way our experience is like Paul's, he could understand, I'm sure, because it's the way, modern Christianity is a lot like Judaism in the first century. There were different sects, and they had pretty much corrupted the law of Moses by their traditions. The same way they've corrupted the doctrines and commandments of Christ by the traditions of the denominations and the, you know, the so-called Catholic Church and all that nonsense. All those churches have corrupted the doctrine. And so in that sense, you know, personally, I've never taken anyone to law. And I don't know that I would. I don't know. You know, again, Paul here, I'm kind of skipping around, but I like when he says, why don't you rather just take wrong? Or why don't you, in this verse 7, why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Rather than go before the unjust and go to law over it, you know, suffer it. Knowing that God is your avenger. I mean, and people say, well, then aren't you kind of not suffering it then? Well, no, I'm suffering it, trusting in Him. And the point is not that the wicked should get away with anything. You know what I mean? It's that to prove, you know what I mean? Because if I go to the worldly courts, it proves that I trust in them. I trust them to do justice. But if I put my faith in God, it shows I'm trusting Him to do justice. Again, I've never really had cause to go to court. I've asserted my, how would you put it? I've asserted myself in certain situations where I said, you know, I usually head off any legal matters by using letters. You know, and speak words which are, you know, help to fix situation. I mean, obviously, Paul's speaking from a perspective of within the church, within your brothers who are brothers indeed. You know, those who are abiding in the doctrine of Christ.